The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The car tire-sized fish, the opa, is striking enough thanks to its rotund silvery body. But now, researchers have discovered something surprising about this deep-sea dweller. It's got warm blood. That makes the opa the first warm-blooded fish ever discovered. Most fish are ectotherms, meaning they require heat from the environment to stay toasty. The opa is an endotherm. It keeps its own temperature elevated even as it dives to chilly depths of 400 meters in oceans around the world. Increased temperature speeds up physiological processes within the body. As a result, the muscles can contract faster, the temporal resolution of the eye is increased, and neurological transmissions are sped up. So the result is a fast-swimming fish with an advantage for hunting slow, cold-blooded prey. The blood vessels in their gill tissue are set up so that the vessels carrying cool, oxygenated blood from the gills to the body are in contact with the vessels carrying warm, deoxygenated blood from the body to the gills. As a result, the outgoing blood warms up the incoming blood, a process called countercurrent heat exchange.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.